Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Coco Nomad channel, where I talk about financial and location independence. And it is time for yet another retrospective where I share things that have been going well, things that haven't gone well, and what I'm doing to adjust and improve that, hoping that you also follow along. So let's go ahead and get started with what went well. Well, the biggest thing that went well was I actually had my first guest. I hosted a friend coming from the US to visit since I've been back here in Mexico. And that was fun. I purposely got a two-bedroom apartment this time so that I could host some friends that said they would come and visit. I wasn't sure how much longer I was going to be this close to the US. I have one visit planned in November for Thanksgiving to visit family. And then after that, I may be headed to Europe or the Middle East, or West Africa. So there's an opportunity here for me to finally see some people that I've been wanting to see and give them a chance to see me here living and experience a bit of Mexico. So that trip went well. We actually visited the castle here in Chapultepec in the sort of northwest part of the city. And this is my first time living here, as I've probably mentioned in a previous video. And the park is something that I just absolutely love. I cannot say enough about it. I spent an hour in the park just walking around yesterday, for example. But we spent an afternoon at the park walking around, seeing the castle. It was a great view of the city, actually. I did not realize that it was an elevated view, and you can actually see all of the city. There's some great views that I'll share inside of this video as well, so you can get an idea. I do highly recommend it. There's a zoo and a couple of museums in there as well. Did not get an opportunity to visit those, as we were going to go back the next day and the museums were closed. So I have to take responsibility. Should have done a better job of planning that. But all in all, it was a really good trip. And then the second thing that's going really well is I've been working really hard on debt elimination. I picked up some debt because I purchased some new equipment. This was an upgrade year for me. For instance, I bought a new laptop, I got a new phone, I got a new watch here, the upgraded Apple Watch. And I did get it, Apple just announced the 13, but I got the 12 a couple of months ago because I just couldn't wait. And I wasn't sure what would happen between now and my next trip back to the US. If I buy the things while they're here, they tend to be a lot more expensive due to the import tax. So I try to avoid that for most of the large electronic expenses. I may buy a keyboard, which I've done overseas, or for instance, like a trackpad or something, but things as big as like the phone or a laptop, an iPad, are things that I try to avoid doing. I usually try to just make a trip back to the States. And this is the first time that I've had new equipment in years. I think the laptop was a 2015 and all the other equipment was from 2016 or 2017. So considering what I do for a living, it's actually weird that I haven't upgraded in that many years. Like, I am an iOS programmer. That's what I do for a living. That's my career, but I just really held off on getting a newer phone or newer equipment altogether. But at this point, I love the laptop. It's going really well. I think I've mentioned that previous, but paying off the debt for that too. So I basically put it on a credit card and I've just been rapidly trying to pay that off. And I'm on track to have that done by the end of this month or by the middle, at the latest, the middle of October. So I'm okay with that. And the reason why that is I've actually changed a little bit in terms of strategy. Normally I would just debt snowball or debt avalanche, if you're familiar with those terms, and just attack it. But I really have been wanting to get back into investing, and I've been trying to kickstart that. And I'll talk about that in more detail in some additional videos that I'm doing. So I'm kind of trading off. It's a bit of a cost, but at the end of the day, just for the momentum, for me, it was important. So I'm just sort of chalking that cost up. And it's not much in terms of like interest, but it is there, those extra 2 weeks. So it doesn't escape me that that is a cost there. So if you comment like, you should pay the debt, trust me, I'm well aware, run the numbers. But for me and the momentum and what I'm trying to do, it's really important for me to kind of kick that ball And get it rolling on the investment side, particularly for the passive income. This is what I'm looking for, and that's what I'm talking about there. So those things went well. What didn't go well is just content creation. If you know this, this video will drop probably 8 or 9 days after the last one. And I had previously planned and committed to having more videos out by now, having a backlog. And between my various work projects, my full-time work, my side gig, and the visit, I didn't get anything done. In fact, I thought I was going to have a day to record during my friend's visit, and that just didn't happen. It was also my birthday last week, and I just wasn't really in the best of moods on my birthday, ironically enough, and just wasn't able to be productive and get anything done. So I'm a bit behind, and I do depend on those single days to sort of batch record a bunch of things, and that's what I was looking to do this time. Had the prep work done in a lot of ways, things scripted, but you know, sometimes it doesn't happen. And the second thing that also suffered in that regard is the newsletter. I have a newsletter that's supposed to be bi-monthly, and it has not gone out in quite some time. I think it's been a little over a month. So I'm working on catching up with that. And I may actually have to just do a monthly newsletter for the short term, the time being. I have no intentions of abandoning it because I think it's important. And it's basically a lot of the same information that some people just don't watch YouTube videos. And there are additional articles and things that I find that are useful for people who are either digital nomads or travelers or working remotely. And I think it's just important to share the information as I come across it because it helps me. These are things that I read and they impact me. And I say, oh, this is a great resource. And I absolutely want to share those as well. And then the last thing is just guitar practice. I just started my guitar lessons a few weeks ago, probably 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I just have not been making the time to practice that in addition to my virtual drums, have not touched them. So I'm really trying to work out how I can make all of this stuff work in my life. It's a lot of things. I don't think it's too much. It's just a matter of how these pieces fit together and make sure that everything, because they don't all require the same amount of attention. And I think that's what I'm wrestling with right now. And so I'm working on that. So what have I learned? One of the things, the biggest lesson I learned in this past couple of weeks is in having conversations with friends, that there's a lot if they share that you just don't know. I had the friend that came to visit, we were sitting now having like some heart-to-heart conversations, and just things were brought to my attention. I never knew. We've known each other for years, and I just never knew. You know, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, if you have good relationships with your friends and you're able to be open and you're able to share these things, willing to listen, really listen, you'll learn a lot about your friends, and you can share that with each other, and it helps the relationship get stronger and grow. And ideally, it'd be great to have that with all my friends. And there's one friend in particular, you know, I'm talking about. But, you know, everybody doesn't feel comfortable opening up that way. But I really do want to have a stronger and really solid relationship as I get older. Just having the birthday and reflecting on that, it's really important to have these people in your life that are important and really meaningful relationships. You know, there's tons of people that you can kind of, you know, hang out with and have fun and do all these kinds of things. But really deep relationships where you're there for each other when the chips are down and you really understand each other and you have that sort of long history together, I think it's super important to maintain. The other thing I learned is I don't have a big enough buffer for creation. And so that's the thing with creative endeavors. I've been making time to write in the morning and do some work in the morning. The first part of the day, really want to own the morning myself. So I try to get up and most days do some sort of exercise, not really intricate, just some basic movements to get the blood going. Then I walk. I love walking the city. I will say it 1,000 times. Mexico City is my favorite city to walk in. It's probably one of the most walkable cities in the world, at least since I've been traveling, the ones that I've encountered. It's amazing. And I love being here. So, but for the creation portion, I really have to start carving out a little more time specifically for that, specifically for writing, specifically for ideation, and then following through on the creative projects. So So that was great, just the lesson learned. The biggest one though is where I've been spending a lot of time, on YouTube videos, a lot of times learning from people is about options. I think I mentioned this in a previous video and maybe in some of my my initial income stream videos where I'm really working on increasing the passive income streams and that percentage to get that diversification. I'm very, very heavy in active income where I'm working a full-time job and I have a project that I've been working on for about a year now that's wrapping up. So I'm slowly moving off of that over the next few months and that'll free up some time. But until we're over the finish line, I am putting a lot of time and energy into that, but I also want this to I want more of my income stream to come from some more passive or scalable sources. So I do have some scalable things like this YouTube channel and apps, the App Store, things where I do have to put in consistent effort, but the outcome can really outsize the number of hours. So it's not an even trade like the other things that are active are, where I just work an hour and then I get paid, or I work a salary job and I get paid. So those are long-term things that I'm working on, but the option strategy that I have been honing in, I first started with selling covered calls and really getting comfortable with that idea. And then now I'm learning about selling cash secured puts. It even came up at a weekly or monthly game night where we were playing cash flow. And this is my first time playing with a group of friends here in Mexico City. And it was a lot of fun. And we played the level 2 version, I guess 202 version of the game for the advanced players who have played before. And the cool thing about that was it actually had options, both calls and puts and short selling as a part of the game. Now the game throws in a lot of additional wrinkles because quite frankly, people were laughing at me because I literally had my head in my hands at the early part of the game because so many bad things were happening. Like I really came this close to bankrupting. And that wasn't something I expected to happen in the game, having played it multiple times over the years and literally $10 of positive income at the end of the month. So I was really, like a poker player says, a chip in a chair. It's a little down to the last chip in the chair. But I did manage to climb back out of that. I didn't end up winning, but as our game was going to go a longer time. But it was a great lesson in seeing in the real world, watching these videos and learning from a lot of people about these strategies and then implementing it in this game and then talking to a couple of people who were playing the game who actually do it as well in real life. So this is one of those great reinforcements. And I really, really am appreciative to get the invite to playing the game and looking forward to playing next month. And hopefully we can squeeze in another one in between. But we'll see. So, and then the last thing learning was at the job. I mean, I tell people all the time that I went back to TeamSnap, you know, for multiple reasons. One, I love the company. It was the best job I ever had. I just wanted to do some different things and I needed a sabbatical and wanted to travel. I love the product. I'm a big fan of sports. I'm a big fan of team sports and coaching youth sports and getting them involved. And I, as someone who has coached youth sports, I know what a headache it is to deal with the parents and the scheduling and the rosters. And then you're playing in these events at these schools or gyms and they keep changing the locations. We've had that happen, and having a tool that makes it easier to manage that and keep everybody up to date is just phenomenal. So I'm very happy to be back. We have a lot of challenges to overcome as an organization and in engineering, but those are the kinds of things that I live for. You know, that's why I do what I do. It's like, you want the challenge. I want to overcome the coding challenges and the team challenges. And I think everybody on my team and in the company wide is up for that challenge. And that's what I like. I like being a part of an organization that says, hey, we have a mission and we're going for it. And we're confident that we can do it. We're actually already having some successes. So we just continue to go. But the other reason while I'm there is not just the job. It's not just the paycheck. Is learning some additional things. And when I was interviewing to come back, I realized they were doing some different things in sales and marketing and support that I just wasn't aware of. I wasn't encountering those things in my contracts at all. Like, I mean, so the side gigs that I was doing, I was not seeing it because they were very, very small. So being in a larger organization, not super large, but larger, getting that exposure that I think is really a great on-the-job education. And I think that's something a lot of people dismiss, is the on-the-job education component. If you pay attention and you're willing to learn about everything else that's going on inside the business, outside of just your area, what you do. I know it's hard sometimes. A lot of people with their jobs go into work and they're just like, I'm just going to do my job. I keep my head down. I get my paycheck and I go home. And that's fine. I'm not judging that. I'm only saying that there's an opportunity if you're willing to learn about other parts of the business that can help you going forward, whether in your own business ventures, your own personal ventures, or just growing in the job that you have or growing in your career if you decide to move on to another company. Because I'm a person that's not opposed to working a job. I know this is like hot right now on Twitter and Instagram and all these places to say, quit your job, be an entrepreneur and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, and there's trade-offs. So I am actually doing all of the above because that's where I'm struggling with time. I'm like, well, there's good things in all of these. Why don't I just do all of them? It's going to a buffet. I'm going to put all the things on my plate. Just not too much, managing, not having too much on my plate so I can eat, as my mother would always say. So it's great learning these things, learning about sales and marketing and support so that for things that I want to create in the future, I have that experience. I'm seeing how it's done, the pros and the cons of different solutions and the things that I need to think about moving forward. So that moves us into what still puzzles me or scares me. And as I mentioned before, the only thing that's really puzzling me right now is constructing a workable schedule for my guitar and drum practice. I've got to figure out a way to get that in. And I think it's mental. I think there's like a bit of a mental hurdle for me getting back to the guitar. So it's probably a little bit of fear, if I'm being honest. It's like a little bit of fear about, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. This is an emotional thing about, like, I used to have this loving relationship with my guitar and I would play, but I stayed away from certain things, and I'm being confronted with that now with this new teacher. This new teacher has having me do the types of technical things that I never did before. Was I just played rhythm and I was happy to just sit back and play rhythm guitar and sing songs, but I'm being pushed and it's great. So also I will add, in addition to being pushed in certain ways and doing something, I will drop a link when it's available, but I did my first interview here with my friend's channel, Speak Like a Mexican, and we did it in Spanish, and it's the first Spanish interview on their channel. So I will make another announcement as soon as it's ready, but we just did it during the Independence Day celebration earlier this week. So not only did I have a birthday, Mexico is celebrating its birthday. So it was all around a really good week this week. So I'm really happy about that, which leads us into what is next. And what that is really focusing in this next week of creating a backlog of content. I've got a bunch of videos around financial independence that I have scripted. I even have graphics. I just need to sit down, record them, edit them, which is the big time time component, and then get them up so that you can watch them. I'm hoping that they're interesting and kind of add a little bit of depth to this channel, a little breadth to this channel as well. It's just like a variety of topics, not just the countries that I'm visiting, not just remote work or just how things are going for me in like this general sense, but getting specifically into some things that I'm exploring and I'm trying and building that financial independence overall and really having like a more diverse portfolio, which is like my goal. I really love that diversity. It's like really having some balance across the board, which opens up some new ideas. And then, and along with that, is I am working on my first options contract. So I have an idea of the stock that I will be doing this with. What I'm having to do right now though, is I need 100 shares, because with options, you sell a contract and the contract represents 100 shares of a stock. I'm really getting started again and restarting my whole investment career. And I don't have a lot of holdings, so I have to go out and buy them, which means I have to wait until money comes in after I pay off the debt things. And so it's a little slow going, but I don't mind. I'm gonna take my time with this because I'm still learning. And as I learn new strategies, I want to be very, very cautious and conservative. And I'm not just doing the options. I am buying like some just dividend stocks because I'm really into this idea of dividend investing and then dripping that, reinvesting the dividends that come in to acquire more and just grow the portfolio that way. So, but this is another technique that I really like because of the sort of like the barriers. It's really hard to lose in this scenario. And I like that. I like this very conservative strategy. So I will be sharing how that's working, what that looks like in a future video. So that's what's going on with me. Hopefully you can share in the comments what you're working on. Do you have something new on the horizon? Or is there something you're struggling with like me and my guitar and drum practice that you're just trying to figure out a way to fit that in? Please share that. As always, click like. It really helps the channel. It helps other people find the channel, and I'm still growing. I think I'm at 300 subscribers, and I thank everyone who is subscribing and who watches. I really, really appreciate it. I want this to be like a really fun and interactive thing, and just share this journey as I grow. I'm super excited about all the things that are coming on the horizon. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next time. Cheers.